In the course of the last 8 or 9 weeks, we've been concerned in one way or another with the inconceivable emancipation. We've been concerned with themes from the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, a Mahayana Buddhist scripture. And I hope that these themes have done something to help awaken our transcendental awareness. After all, in the course of these weeks, we've been in some rather strange spaces. We've had perhaps some rather strange experiences. We've experienced something of the magic, the sheer magic of a Mahayana Sutra. We've had a vision, a splendid, resplendent vision of building the Buddha land. We've seen what it means to be, quite literally, all things to all men. We've seen in action the transcendental critique of religion. We've seen in the figures of Vimalakirti and Manjushri, history versus myth, in man's quest for meaning. We've been initiated into the way of non-duality. We've experienced something of the mystery of human communication. And finally, tonight, we've been concerned with the four great reliances, criteria for the spiritual life. We've seen that one should rely on the Dharma, not on any person. One should rely on the meaning, not on the expression. One should rely on the discourses of explicit meaning, not on the discourses of implicit meaning. One should rely on transcendental awareness, not on discriminative consciousness. These 8 talks are, of course, very far from adding up to a complete and systematic exposition of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha. I've selected only a few themes out of hundreds of possible themes. I've taken only a few drops from the ocean. The ocean itself remains for us to plunge into. The ocean of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, a Mahayana Buddhist scripture. The ocean of the inconceivable emancipation.